It's a happy day. My heart feels like an alligator.
Howie Carr writes for the Boston Herald, hosts a daily radio show, one of the most famous men in New England.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Put your hand on the radio.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio.
Can somebody shout amen?
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. You know, there was some good news today, and it's good news you're not going to hear too much of about on the regime-controlled media this evening and over the weekend. And first, the job numbers have came back great earlier this week. Huge increases in jobs in the private sector, the dreaded private sector. And the federal workforce continues to hemorrhage hacks. It's down 42,000. It's the lowest level since the 1960s, the federal workforce now. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I would say that's a very good thing. And it's even a good thing for the people who got laid off, although they probably don't want to admit it. But now they can go out and get a real job. Now they can go out and become productive citizens rather than just staring out the window waiting for 5 o'clock to arrive so they can leave. Or they used to do that. Now they telecommute from home. And they complain when Trump tells them to come to work. But the new good news today, after the employment numbers earlier in the week, is that inflation is more and more under control. And, you know, the Democrats, you know, they're posting on social media, well, I don't know. I had to spend more on some ivermectin for my horse. I actually saw one like that. Ivermectin for your horse, the price has gone up. Do you realize that when the Democrats were in control, you couldn't buy ivermectin for yourself, let alone for your horse? They'll do anything. I don't know if they're bots or if they really, they hate Trump that much. But anyway, here's the good news coming in. This is a couple of stories from when the numbers came in this morning. This is Steve Leisman on the Consumer Price Index, cut 6.
And an upside surprise here, or a downside surprise, year over year at 2.4, had been expected at 2.5%. And I think one of the reasons is this rent of owner's equivalent rent coming in at a relatively low 0.2%, energy down 1.5%, gasoline down 3.2%, new vehicle sales up 0.2%. I am looking for the core number, CPI year over year 2.4, ex food and energy, that came in at consensus plus 2.5%. And real earnings were pretty good, up 0.5% after declining in the prior month. So this looks like a good CPI number.
Rent costs down. Remember a couple weeks ago, Vice President Vance said rent costs are coming down and it's because so many illegal aliens are leaving the country. And, you know, illegal aliens could afford to buy, afford to rent nice apartments because they're all on welfare, one form or another. You know, even if they have quote-unquote jobs, they're probably working under the table and not paying taxes. And they're still getting food stamps. They're getting free medical care. So they can afford to pay stuff. Whereas Americans who have to pay for their own food, who have to pay for their own medical care, who have to register their automobiles, who have to buy insurance, unlike illegal aliens, the costs are much higher. So if the illegal aliens are leaving, I mean, it's good across the board. Every part of society is improved by deporting the illegal aliens. 844-500-4242-401. I just paid $2.47 for gas in Massachusetts. That's pretty good. I had the place I buy gas. I got it this morning. It was $2.91, which was up 14 cents from the last time I bought it earlier this week. But that's, you know, I assume it'll go back down again. But it's still under $3. I mean, that's a huge amount of money for the old days. But again, Biden increased everything across the board more than 20%. So this is better. And again, Biden took over. He had a 1.9% inflation rate. It took him a year to get it up to turn the numbers around, 1.9 to 9.1, 1 year. And now it's back down to 2.4%. This is what I think is a big thing, just the overall inflation numbers and gas. Gas is so significant. This is Peter Doocy on Fox going over the fact-checking comparisons between Trump and Biden's first years. Cut 7.
You look at overall inflation for the first year of Trump versus Biden. Biden, overall inflation was up 4.3%, higher than Trump, just up 1.6%. Groceries under Biden in that time, up 3.8%, with Trump up 1.3%. And then when it comes to gas, this is crazy. Biden up 24.4% with Trump. It is actually down 5.4%. That is where the biggest difference is.
I know more has to be done. Diesel price is still too high. And you know, but it's difficult because the California is screwing things up so bad that they're closing down more refineries. The price of gasoline in California will soon be $7 a gallon, $7 a gallon. Valero Oil just paid $1 billion to leave. I mean, they just paid basically a ransom note, an extortion demand to leave the state of California. It's so disastrous in every way. So this was pretty funny. Steve Lynch, he's another one of these guys who's facing a woke primary opponent from out of state, some blow-in drifter who lives in Jamaica Plain. And so he can't say anything good about Trump anymore. Not that he ever had much to say good about him. But so he's on CNN, and John Berman is going through all these amazingly good economic numbers. And you got to listen to the very end to get Lynch's response. Cut 2.
Congressman, a little bit of breaking news. We just got new numbers on CPI. Inflation came in cooler than expected. We're going to actually have a report on this in just a minute. But just the headline is the inflation situation improved a little bit in January, and this comes on the heels of unemployment numbers, jobs numbers that were better than expected. The job situation improved a little bit. What do you think is behind these improvements, this positive direction on a few measurements in the economy?
I'm not quite sure.
I'm not quite sure. But I am quite sure I'm not going to say anything positive about Donald Trump, because it will be turned into a campaign spot against me in the primary in September. Stephen Lynch. First he pauses. I'm not quite sure. Okay, you're not quite sure. 844-500-4242. Mr. X, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. X.
Hey, Captain. How are you?
Good.
Hey, before we get into Howie, just, you know, the economic news is all good and it's trending up. But just remember these files, whether who's in them or not, we got to get these people redacted, accountable. These guys were eating kids. You know, it's bad. But anyway, I'm in my inspection sticker today, Howie, okay?
Yeah.
And the jalopy rolls in with the 19 ladders on top. Guy walks in. I said, here we go. No English. Somehow he conveys he needs an inspection. So we get the inspection and they come out. He fails on like 9 different areas. Suspension, you name it. Doesn't speak a word of English. They had to use the phone to kind of translate and say, you need to come back. He didn't even understand that. I'm sitting there going, I need to call ICE right now. I didn't, but I probably should have. Because, and it's in our favorite town of Milford.
In Milford? You mean where the young teenage Cholo is going to be taken to the State of the Union by Seth Moulton?
You got it. So I saw it firsthand today, and the guy got back in his truck and drove off, and with the 19 ladders on top, and there he goes, off to a job.
Did they at least put the rejected sticker on the front windshield like they would do to you or me?
Yeah, they did. Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely did. Oh, he needed wipers, too.
Wipers? In the middle of this crap, he didn't have wipers?
Well, they were DOA. They were shot. So anyway, thought you'd appreciate that.
Thank you, Mr. X. Yeah, that guy won't be back. And you know if they and you know what'll probably happen is in a couple of weeks, a cop will notice that he's got this rejected sticker on the for his inspection, and he'll say should I stop him? And then he'll think to himself, if I stop him, I'll be accused of racism. If I stop him, I'll have to write him a citation, and I'll probably have to go to court, and then he won't show up because he'll just get another new identification. They never show up for court appearances. And then the chief or the politicians will be PO'd at me for wasting 4 hours of overtime to go down to the courthouse to testify. And they'll say, I knew that I wouldn't testify. And you know what? Let it go. He'll just go on his merry way. 844-500-4242. Cooler than expected. That's a new one. Yeah, that is a new one. Inflation, cooler than expected. So it was unexpectedly good news. Limerick guy says, how many times did you hear the word affordability from the media when the inflation rate was 9.1%? Crickets, please. You know why, Limerick guy? You know why. Because it was, as Janet Yellen said, transitory inflation. Transitory inflation. 844-500-4242. If you've been waiting for the right time to stock up, this is it. Right now, All Family Pharmacy is running a President's Day sale with 47% off ivermectin, mebendazole, NAD+, hydroxychloroquine, and the GLP-1 weight loss medications. These are some of the most requested medications for people who want to stay prepared and have options at home. This is what makes All Family Pharmacy different. You don't have to argue with your doctor, sit in a waiting room, deal with insurance, drive to a pharmacy, etc., etc., etc. You simply go online, fill out a quick medical form, and one of their licensed doctors reviews your request, writes the prescription, and your medication ships straight to your door. No hassles. It's simple, it's straightforward, it's quick, and no coupon is required. This sale only runs through February 17th, and once it ends, the price goes right back up. So if you've been thinking about stocking up, don't wait. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and take advantage of the 47% off President's Day sale before the end of Tuesday, February 17th. And if you'd rather call, then go to allfamilypharmacy.com. Their number is 561-717-6794. 561-717-6794. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
.508 says transitory inflation. Is that anything like transitioning, meaning it's reversible? Yeah, that's really a medical breakthrough, isn't it, that Pramila Jayapal announced last night when she was trying to escape a reporter, that everything, all these gender-affirming operations, also known as genital mutilations, they're reversible. This is something. All through these years, researchers, physicians have said, if only humans could regrow parts of their body that they had lost. Now it's happened. It's a woke miracle. Today's poll question is brought to you by Manzi Appraisers and Restoration in Woburn. Whether you need a professional appraisal for insurance, estate planning, or just curiosity's sake, the Manzi team does it right with integrity. Learn more at manziappraisers.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is who was the worst president in U.S. history? Richard Nixon, Barack Obama, Herbert Hoover, Joe Biden, LBJ, Jimmy Carter, or James Buchanan?
I'm voting for Joe Biden.
69% say Joe, 23% say Barack, 4% for Jimmy Carter, 2% for James Buchanan, and 1% for Lyndon Baines Johnson.
How soon they forget the Great Society, the War on Poverty, my fellow Americans. All right. It's easy to forget him because he disappeared from the Democrat conventions. You know, they have the big posters up for all the, every party does for the former presidents, even if it's in the back of the hall. LBJ, he might as well have been in the witness protection program for about 50 years after he was president. He got less prominence with his pictures than Congressman Nikki Mavroulis.
Once you order a hit on a sitting American president, you kind of want to be out of the spotlight, don't you?
Are you one of the LBJ guys? You and Roger Stone?
I don't know where I come down on it, but his name is in the mix.
It is in the mix. On the other hand, though, he was ordering L&M cigarettes for Jackie Kennedy because they were supposed to be coming to their ranch in the Hill Country after being in Dallas that Friday. So I don't know, but that's maybe he was trying to cover his tracks, set up an alibi. All right. So Don Lemon is in court today. I'm hearing stories on the text line. Tell me what's going on at Don Lemon's court appearance.
So he showed up to court today, pleaded not guilty to the charges associated with storming the church in St. Paul, Minnesota. And he has supporters outside, and they're yelling, "Protect the press." And while they're doing so, they are waving colorful dildos in support of Don Lemon. And they have signs that say Trump is a four-letter word for, well, dildo.
Oh, boy. This is the way they're supporting him? This is the way they're supporting a free press with brightly, gaily colored dildos?
Apparently, that's what they came up with. They didn't show up for Stefan Diggs today, though.
It's gotten warmer and they still didn't show up for him. Okay, thank you. 844-500-4242. Jen Psaki says inflation is up compared to Brandon. Really? Really? Does she believe that you can reverse genital mutilation surgeries too, like Jayapal does? Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, hi, Howie. Jack Scully calling from Essex Junction, Vermont. Just coming out of the eye doctor, so the five corners here, next to an old IBM plant. There's hundreds of kids coming out of the Essex Educational Center with ice out signs. I tried to talk to one of these kids. They didn't even know what ICE means.
Are you surprised?
I tried to say... No, I'm not surprised, but here's the thing that I want to talk to you, Howie, and maybe across Massachusetts and your listenership. These signs were made in that Essex Educational Center. They're walking right out of the school with all of these signs, and how can that be?
Do you have any normal people on the Essex school committee or district that governs this high school?
I will talk. I did know somebody that was on the school board. I will have a conversation with them.
Yeah. Oh, it's just job training. This is what you're training them for? To help illegal aliens?
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. Driving through Wellesley, this is an aside, and there are people out there, honk if you like the climate. So I honked and then gave him the double bird. But the reason for my call is I was unaware until you said it that Maura Healey had the audacity to demand something from my governor in New Hampshire, Kelly Ayotte.
Yes.
I called Maura Healey's number, and I would love for you to let me give it to the public, and left a rant that I hope scares them, because New Hampshire is the last bastion of conservatism in New England. You lose New Hampshire, everything is downhill all the way up and down the East Coast. We're done. So I want her to lay her grubby hands off of my state. You screwed up your state. Don't come screwing up mine. Okay, you have a ton of listeners in New Hampshire, and I'm begging them to do this. There is no way that we're going to let her lousy politics infiltrate our beautiful state, and I am so pissed off. I may leave a message every day with her office. And, of course, her office doesn't answer in person. It goes directly to a voicemail, so folks don't have to worry about arguing with some liberal politician on the other end. Would you allow me to do that?
Go for it. Give out the number at the State House.
It is 617-725-4005, 617-725-4005. If you're in your car and you can't write it down, just Google it when you get home. I am begging people to flood her inbox because I am so ticked off at this witch, and I would love to use another word. So thank you for letting me do that, Howie. I'm out of my mind with this.
David, I hope people are. I led with that in the last at the beginning of the show because it really is absurd for her to be basically threatening another governor, a neighboring governor. And David, maybe her excuse is, well, you know, I'm kind of from New Hampshire. You know, she went to high school in New Hampshire. She was born in Maryland, went to high school in New Hampshire, and then drifted into Massachusetts. But here's what she sent a letter. She's angry about this warehouse parcel of land in Merrimack, right on the border, being turned into a detention center for ICE, for illegal aliens, criminals that they pick up. This is what she said in her statement. I oppose this in the strongest possible terms, and I am demanding that Governor Ayotte do everything in her power to block a new ICE facility in southern New Hampshire. She's demanding it. I mean, wouldn't you say,
Maura? Hey, Maura, I'd rather have him in a prison than on my street. How about that?
Right. And then, as I said, David, when I introduced this topic, they've been closing down all the jails. They won't let the sheriffs have access to ICE to hold these people. So they're having to ship them out to Louisiana or Texas or somewhere. And then they complain, why are they breaking up families by shipping them out? Why aren't they incarcerating them in Portland? Or in Alfred, or in Plymouth, in Massachusetts, and the reason they're not doing it is because the Democrat politicians in those states are throwing them out. So at least you have a Republican governor who's not too happy about it. But you know, she's not going to try to stop it, I don't think. And so now all the anchor babies can go visit their cholo dads. In Merrimack, New Hampshire. It's better than going to Louisiana, isn't it? But Mara's angry because she's running for re-election. So I am demanding that Governor Ayotte do everything in her power to block a new ICE facility in southern New Hampshire. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
I don't think that's going to fly with Kelly Ayotte and Lawful. Hey, listen, Howie, I heard you talk about, you know, Look, Trump has got to get serious with California on these oil refineries. You know, it's a matter of national security. Him and Lee Zeldin need to step in on this. You know how in the 1980s and 90s, there were 50 oil refineries in California. They're now down to 14, and that moron Newsom wants to close every one of them. Now, look, with these tensions with Iran and China right now over Taiwan, we can't afford not to have refineries on the West Coast. This is crazy. And I'll tell you, these refineries employ 800 to 1,000 people on three ships. And, you know, it's like a shipyard, the same idea.
I know.
So, you know, we can drill baby. We can drill baby drill, but we got to refine baby refine.
Yeah, I'm telling you this. You know, their sensitivity for layoffs, it depends on whether the workers are in real industries or not. If they're in real industries, they probably are not going to vote Democrat, and it's slightly less likely that they're in unions. The only workers that Democrats care about are workers in public sector unions that have jobs as advocates and community liaisons and phony baloney government jobs, basically. Or they're working in green energy. I've been rounding up some sound cuts today. I had Matt pull some sound cuts for a column I'm going to write about how Markey and Moulton in their Senate fight, their primary fight, they're each going further and further to the left. And here's an example. Now, you remember in 2021 when the first thing Biden did when he was installed as president of the United States was to end the Keystone Pipeline. 10,000, 11,000 good-paying union jobs. And these were jobs that were creating, that were going to create something that was actually going to be used by the American people, that was necessary for the American people, which was oil. It was going to take it down from Canada to the Gulf to be refined as gasoline and other fuels. 11,000 people lost their jobs. A lot of them were members of the laborers union. Why is that significant? Because Marty Walsh, the mayor of Boston, was about to become Secretary of Labor, and he was an official of the laborers union, one of the locals in Boston. He didn't say boo. His brothers and sisters were getting laid off by the thousands, and Marty Walsh didn't care. Ed Markey didn't care. But this is Ed Markey talking about the attempts to shut down the boondoggle known as Vineyard Wind. They said there's no more windmills in the ocean. It's since been overturned. It's stalled in court, but they're going to shut them down. So this is Ed Markey on the shutting down Vineyard Wind, cut 13.
Bottom line, Trump's unlawful attack on the Vineyard Wind offshore wind power plant is a union job killer. And it's going to hike electricity bills for Massachusetts families. Vineyard Wind is currently delivering affordable and reliable power into our grid and has already obtained the permits, the financing, and approval to deliver power to 400,000 Bay State homes. Trump's decision has nothing to do with national security and everything to do with fossil fuel profit security. That's what it's all about, because they're the only ones who benefit from killing offshore wind. Attacking American clean energy makes our nation weaker, costs higher, and families less certain about how they're going to make ends meet week after week. I demand to see the classified reports the Trump administration is waving around to justify
going on
this reckless attack on our electrical grid. Our future is affordable, clean power, not Trump the taxman's new price hike on our electric bills.
Boy, there were so many lies in that. I could go to midnight, and I don't think I could address every lie. Almost everything he said, including and the, was a lie. But again, it's a union job killer. A union job killer. That's the important thing. 844-500-4242. Just saw a guy from Groundworks Lawrence at his BMW. That's a nonprofit in Lawrence to help the children. Must be nice. 603, as a registered Republican in New Hampshire, I'm not going to call Mara Ree the Merrimack facility because, A, she probably wouldn't care. B, she'd probably just accuse me of domestic terrorism for not agreeing with her. And C, bleep Mara Healey. I was born and raised in Massachusetts. And now you live in New Hampshire. And Mara Healey was born and raised in Maryland, and now she lives in Massachusetts after a sojourn through New Hampshire when she was a kid. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
She's out of the hallway. You feel after Mr. Frosty. Quickly.
Yes.
The only Democrat that I would vote in this state is the state auditor. And I underline the word auditor. She wants to audit the government of Massachusetts. And guess what? They're against it. What's up with that?
Yeah, you know, John, a texter just brings that same point up. He says 72% of the Massachusetts electorate demand an audit of the legislature, and they're not getting it, are they?
Nope. And I also found out that in Chicago, 70% of their budget goes for retirement and pensions.
Right. Yeah.
So I can imagine what percent is here.
I don't think it's quite that high, but it's huge. And now they're saying Rachel Walensky, who was one of Biden's coat holders and Fauci's coat holders during the COVID panic, which destroyed society, not just the economy, it destroyed society to a large degree, destroyed the education of a generation of children. Rachel Walensky is now the front runner to get the job running UMass Medical Center in Worcester. And if she gets that, that's $1 million a year. So that'll set her up for a pension of hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's just outrageous what they're paying these hacks. Not the rank and file workers, but the hacks. And they're pushing them into these jobs, these huge jobs for $700,000, $800,000, $900,000 a year at UMass so they can get their three highest years in and go out with a pension of $500,000. Do you have a pension of $500,000? Are you going to get a pension of $500,000? 844-500-4242-508. So wind power is so much cheaper, then there shouldn't be any problem to ending the federal subsidies. That was one of the lies I would mention if I had four or five, 6 hours to deal with that. How long was that thing? How long was that? That was, I don't know. That was a minute and 25 seconds. That was about a lie per second. Ron, you're next. Oh, well, let's take a break. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Recently, listeners have been driving from Bangor and Bar Harbor, Maine, to visit Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Quality dentistry is so worth the trip from anywhere in New England. Have Perfect Smiles be your New Year's resolution. You deserve the smile that will change your life and bring you the confidence you deserve. Dr. Tam helped my listener, Maureen, with a full smile makeover, and she couldn't wait to show it off at her daughter's wedding. Grace sees Dr. Tam for her Invisalign and TMJ. It's important to visit a dentist twice a year so they can find cavities or other issues before they cause you too much pain or discomfort. And it's really important to visit Perfect Smiles twice a year because they're the best dental office you've ever been to. Certainly are the best dental office I've ever been to. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in tax-free New Hampshire. I go to Perfect Smiles exclusively for all my dentistry needs. It's my first stop when I return to New England from Florida in the spring and my last before I depart again in the fall. For first-class quality dentistry anywhere in New England, you need Perfect Smiles. Call them today at 603-595-6699 or visit perfectsmiles.com. Watch my before and after video. Change your smile, change your life. It's a new year. Don't procrastinate. Contact Perfect Smiles today. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Ron, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ron.
Howie, I wanted to add to the high blood pressure phone calls.
Go ahead.
So, in line with the phony baloney jobs, in Massachusetts, we have over 500 eligibility and benefit coordinators, and their job is to find people the most welfare that they possibly can get, and we pay each of them anywhere between $60,000 and $90,000 a year. So we're paying probably millions and tens of millions of dollars to people from our tax dollars for them to take more of our tax dollars and blow it out. And
it's the same thing, Ron. It's the same thing with the illegal aliens getting government-funded lawyers to help fight deportation. And now the legislature wants to put even more money into those efforts. So the government is trying to get the illegal aliens out to stop costing us so much money in welfare and incarceration, et cetera, free medical care. And the state, which provides a lot of that money through the taxpayers, is using more taxpayer dollars to keep the illegal aliens in the country, sucking up more of our money.
Right.
It's insane.
And do you remember when the teachers, when they were complaining that they had to use their own money for school supplies?
Yes. Yes,
Now those same teachers are doing protest walkouts with students to keep illegal aliens here and to cover all the illegal aliens' cost of living.
Right, including their legal expenses fighting deportation. That's even worse than same-day dry cleaning service, which they all get at the Healy hotels, did get. Thanks for the call, Ron. Andy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, Howie, I moved up to New Hampshire 40 years ago, never looking back. But, hey, you know, I think Maura Healey, they had a thing in the paper about job creation. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Yeah.
No job, as in no job creation.
Well, wait a minute. They were supposedly, you know, they mentioned three companies. I think it was Boston Metals, Urquhart, and another, it was a battery company at Devon's, but Urquhart would be near and dear to your heart. Alternative cutlery, you know, so not plastic, straws, and cutlery.
Oh, God.
I wonder if we're going to go back 3 years later now and see, you know, I wish these companies well, but that's $50,000 a job that the state is paying, right? $4.5 million for 90 jobs.
Oh,
that's
God.
A lot of money.
And meanwhile, the Globe finally got around to writing that Caranda, which is now owned by Smithfield, was going out of business, the meat processing plant in Springfield. Like 3 days after it happened, the Globe finally got around to mentioning it. Thanks for the call, Andy. We'll be back with more. I got a lot of cuts to play still. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.